Hey everybody, I'm Chris, and this is episode 18 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thank you for joining me here in this deserted dirt road, somewhere in the outskirts of Washington, D.C. This episode, I want to talk about immigration and how the Republican Party, should be the party of immigrants and immigration. You know, we are the party of the American dream. We are the party that nurtures the American dream. The Democrats are the party that crushes the American dream. The Democrats want, the Democrats are the party of oppressive, parasitic bureaucracy. That's what they believe in. The Democrats believe that if you come to this country, you shouldn't be free to start your own business or to get a job doing what you want. They don't believe in any of that. They don't believe in economic freedom. You know, we can go back to a couple hundred years to, you know, what made America great at the beginning was economic freedom. That's why immigrants from all over the world came to America, to get economic freedom, to be able to start a business. All you needed was a good idea and some hard work, and you could get rich. You could be the master of your destiny. You could control your life. And they left places like Europe. Europe was a very, in the 1800s, 1700s, Europe was a very, even 1900s, was a very aristocratic place. It was ruled by monarchies and royal families and elitists who basically kept the common people down. You know, if you were a shoemaker, if your father was a shoemaker in Europe, you were expected to be a shoemaker. That was the mentality. If your father was a farmer, you were expected to be a farmer. And that was the mentality of Europe. And there was very little upward mobility in Europe. And that's why people came to this country. They came to this country, America, for upward mobility and for economic freedom. And there's so many great stories of immigrants coming to America and starting amazing businesses. And a lot of businesses that still exist today. And the problem is that's getting harder and harder and harder because America is becoming this country where we no longer have that kind of economic freedom. We have oppressive, burdensome regulatory aristocracy of bureaucrats and politicians who tell everybody what to do. And this is the real difference between Democrats and libertarians and Republicans. Look, this is the Libertarian Republican podcast, right? As a libertarian, part of the fundamental part of the libertarian philosophy is that it is a pro-human philosophy. I believe in you. I believe in my fellow man. You know, we libertarians, we believe that people should be free, and people are generally good, and that people will generally work hard and help each other and not cheat each other. But you know, we certainly believe that, okay, there needs to be a government, there needs to be a system of law and order to punish people when they do occasionally hurt each other and cheat each other and murder each other. Yes. So we're not anarchists. But the Democrats are fundamentally opposed to all of that freedom. They're very anti-human. They don't believe in you at all. Democrats do not believe in you. Democrats believe that you and everybody else in America is stupid and irresponsible and selfish and greedy, and you need to be controlled by government, by the people in government, because they're so much better than you. They're so much smarter than you. They're so much nicer and purer and more enlightened. Their motives are pure. And they're almost like angels, really. They're angels. You know, it's really very much a religion. You know, the Democrat Party has become a religion of government worship. And they basically are the enemy in their religion is you. They don't believe in you at all. And it's the same with immigrants. They don't want immigrants to come to this country and be free. They don't want anybody to have economic freedom and do what you want and start a business and get a job. And no, they're going to strictly control every single thing you do. They're going to tax you to death. They're going to regulate you to death. And that's the difference between libertarians and Republicans and Democrats. And that's the argument that we can make to get immigrants on our side. Immigrants, we are the party. We are the pro-immigrant party. We are the American Dream Party. The Democrats are the party that will crush the American Dream. They are anti-immigrant. They want lots of immigrants to come here, but they don't want those immigrants to succeed in any way. They want those immigrants to be poor and on welfare so that they can just, you know, they can promise to keep the welfare flowing if they vote Democrat. Just vote Democrat and we'll keep the welfare flowing. They don't want those immigrants to get good jobs. So, you know, these are the arguments that we can make, and we can, and also, look, we can also, I talked about the national security. Democrats are opposed to national security. They're opposed to safety, just basic safety. A lot of immigrants come from countries that are more dangerous, and they want to defend themselves. They want to be able to defend themselves. You know, the Second Amendment is important to a lot of immigrants, and Democrats are completely opposed to that. And also, look, another factor we can throw in here just to sort of round out the category here in Jeopardy terms. Any country needs to have the ability to screen people that come in. You know, we have the right to know who's coming into our country, and we have the right to say no, we don't want that person coming into our country. Oh, that person murdered 73 people in Paraguay. Well, we don't want them living here in America. It's really a very simple. That's a very simple right that the American people should have, but the Democrats do not want you to have that right. They do not want the American people to have any say in who comes into this country. They are an open borders party now. They won't say that this is what they believe in, but this is effectively what they believe in. They do not believe that the American people should have any say, that they do not believe that you should have any say in who comes into this country. And another thing about this is that another thing to keep in mind is that any country also needs to control the sort of at least be able to have some level of control of the number of people, of the expansion of the population, essentially. Because we only have so many roads and bridges and schools and fire departments and hospitals and even basic stuff like water and food and housing. And if our population explodes to the point where we can't even provide all the people in America clean water, well, then everybody in America now is going to suffer with no clean water. There's going to be shortages. And we don't want that, obviously. So we need to make sure that our population doesn't explode, doesn't go up too fast so that the expansion of our resources, schools and school buses and fire departments and all that kind of stuff, those resources need to be able to expand at the same rate as our population growth. So that's another really very simple, very smart, very common sense reason why we need an orderly immigration system. And I know this is a big debate among libertarian circles too, but I think that this is just sort of one of those really just basic common sense issues that the Democrats are just completely opposed to. They don't understand it. They don't make these arguments at all. Republicans don't make these arguments, which they should. But Democrats are never posed with these arguments. They're never challenged. You know, Republicans need to challenge Democrats with these kinds of very sensible, very simple, very clear arguments. We need to make sure that our population does not explode at a rate that is too fast for the expansion of our resources. We need to have an orderly immigration system so that we have the opportunity, so that the American people have the opportunity to say no to some people, and we should be able to say no to some people, and we should be a country where immigrants can come in and they can succeed and they can achieve the American dream. And we also have to have a basic level of national security, which kind of goes with this, with the second thing I just said about being able to say no to some people. So look, the Republicans are for all of these basic common sense, smart government, and not just smart government, but humane treatment of immigrants once they arrive. When immigrants arrive, we want those immigrants to succeed. We want them to achieve the American dream. We want them to start the next great American business. Because we know that will make us all better off. But Democrats are the party, they're opposed to national security, they're opposed to basic orderly immigration, any kind of a orderly immigration system, and they're opposed to economic freedom, which is what immigrants come here for. So we can make all these arguments and we can win these arguments. We can win immigrants over to our party, to the Republican Party. The Republican Party is the party of the immigrant. We are the party that wants immigrants to succeed. We are the party of the American dream. So those are my views on immigrants and on immigration. And look, if you can give me a good review on iTunes, that would help. And share this podcast and tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies. And I will see you on episode 19. Thanks for joining me once again. Bye-bye.